I would say that the sanctioning is a welcome move because there was a lot of public outcry against issues of the iron sheet, but also there were reports that were produced by the same government. The fact that the speaker is being sanctioned by another country to some extent does downplay the efforts of Uganda in the fight against corruption, because we should have seen our country. Of course, we know Minister Nanduta was already in court. The two ministers, I think, were in court, but of course, we know nothing much had happened to the speaker. So the fact that we see another country coming in and imposing sanctions, I think that speaks volumes as to probably the levels of impunity that you have in a country. Do we see selective application of the law? That is also another issue, because a report was produced and a number of individuals were mentioned. However, we only saw a few individuals that were ever prosecuted. And we believe that by the time countries like the UK come up and put sanctions, they have overwhelming evidence, which evidence I actually believe that our government already has.
There has been a lot of attention or concern about the Ugandan parliament misusing public funds. Recently, they even suggested increasing their remunerations and allowances. Could that have tipped the whole thing to focus attention on the corruption?
You see, the issue of parliament increasing the emolument is something that a civil society has made noise over. And I think it is an abuse of the powers of parliament. For me, I believe that our parliament has become a great liability to Ugandans. It is not the first time. And I mean, if you read and go backward, you realize that Parliament over time has abused its mandate to extract and to continuously milk all the little resources that we see Ugandans having, and they've continuously decided to enrich themselves. So it isn't surprising when we see some of these sanctions coming to play. However, we need to be cautious that despite the fact that these sanctions have come, are we going to see a change in the way Parliament does its business? I highly doubt.
Well, what do you say to those who claim that the Ugandan parliament is in cahoots with the executive, and whatever they do, the executive is aware and approves of it?
Obviously they are, because we need to know that parliament has lost its independence. It has lost its independence. And also remember that there's a mix whereby you have members of parliament. At the same time, members of parliament are also, some of them are ministers. So the same members of parliament sit in cabinet and then they also come in parliament. And again, this is one of the things that we have continuously talked about, because where do we see the doctrine of separation of powers, especially where you're seeing members of parliament being ministers at the same time? Remembering that you are supposed to have three arms of government, but in most cases, the executive and the parliament have to some extent been fused together. So it isn't surprising when allegations come up that the two arms, especially cabinet and parliament, are in cahoots.